Welcome to Kids Bible Time. It is so good to be here today and to share with you a lesson. And first, I would like to go ahead and go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this time we have just to look into your word and to see what it is that you would have us to hear and to know. Lord, I ask that you would help each kid just to sit up straight just for the next few minutes and to listen with their hearts. And I pray, God, that you would just speak to us, Lord. We love you and we thank you. In your name I pray. Amen. All right. Today, I would like to share with you a story about Samuel. Now, I'm sure that you've probably heard this story before, but I would like for you just to listen closely just for the next few minutes. And it's about God calling Samuel. This story begins with a woman named Hannah. Now, Hannah looks very sad here because Hannah could not have children. She was very sad because all the other women were having children, and she prayed and she prayed, and she asked God to please bless her with a child. And Hannah made a very special promise to God that she would give her baby boy back to God. So Hannah waited, and before too long, the Bible tells us that the Lord remembered her, and he answered her prayers. God blessed Hannah with a baby boy. So because God heard her prayers, Hannah named her baby boy Samuel. Samuel means the Lord hears. Hannah was so happy that she had a baby now, and she obeyed God, and she was true to her promise. And she gave Samuel back to God when he was a little older. She took him to the temple where they went for their yearly sacrifice. And she gave him to the high priest Eli. And it was there that Samuel would grow and he would learn. And Eli would teach him about being a priest. And Samuel would grow and he would learn to serve God there. Every year, his mother Hannah would make him a little coat, and she would bring it to him and visit with him. And I'm sure that was really tough for Hannah, but she was true to her promise that she made to God. And you know what? Because Hannah was obedient, God continued to bless her. He gave her 6 more children because of her obedience to the Lord. What a blessing this was to Hannah. So Samuel grew, and the Bible tells us that he had favor with the Lord and also with men. I want you to take your Bible and look at 1 Samuel 3. 1 Samuel 3. And I want you to listen as I read. It says, "And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli, and the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision. And it came to pass at that time when Eli was laid down in his place and his eyes began to wax dim that he could not see. And ere the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord where the ark of God was, and Samuel was laid down to sleep." So here we see it's nighttime. The lights are out. Samuel and Eli, they go to bed and they're laying down asleep. And all of a sudden, Samuel's woken up, and he hears, "Samuel, Samuel." And Samuel's, he jumps up and he runs to Eli and he says, "Here am I." But Eli looks at him and he says, "I didn't call you. Go back to bed." So Samuel, he went back to bed. And the Bible says in verse 6, "And the Lord called yet again, Samuel, Samuel." He arose and went to Eli and said, "Here am I, for thou didst call me." And he answered, "I called not, my son. Lie down again." Eli says, "I didn't call you. Go lay down again." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time. And he rose and went to Eli and said, "Here am I, for thou didst call me." And Eli perceived that the Lord had called the child. The Bible tells us here that Eli knew it was God, but Samuel didn't. So he told him, "Go lie down, and if shall be it, if he call thee again, say, speak, Lord, thy servant heareth." So Samuel's like, okay, if I hear it again, I will say, speak, Lord, thy servant heareth. So he goes and he lays down, and in verse 10, we see that he lays down again, and we see here that God spoke to Samuel again. Can you imagine God speaking? Can you imagine hearing God's voice? Now, we know that God doesn't speak to us like that now. We don't actually hear his voice necessarily, just like you would hear me talking to you right now. But I want to look at some ways that God speaks to us now. God gives us his word, the Bible. The Bible is God's word to us. This is how he speaks to us today. He spoke to men long ago and they wrote down God's word. This is God breathed. He told them what to write. Now, God's word is not just a book of rules. It does have some things that we're supposed to abide by, like the Ten Commandments and things like that. But it's also God's love letter to us. God gives us his word to tell us all about himself so that we can know what he wants for our life. Now, the Bible is one way God speaks to us now. I want to look at another way God speaks to us, and that is through the Holy Spirit. If you are saved and you accepted Jesus as your personal Savior, you have the Holy Spirit within you. Now, do you ever get an urge, which I know you do because we're all sinners, do you ever get the urge to do something you know you're not supposed to? For instance, what if you've eaten, you're eating dinner and you ask your mom if you can have a piece of candy? And she says, well, no, you have to eat all your dinner first. And you're tempted to go get that piece of candy. Oh, it looks so good and so yummy, but mom says to eat all your dinner. It's a temptation to do the wrong thing, right? And that still small voice inside you that says, no, wait, do the right thing. Finish your dinner. That is the Holy Spirit. That is how he speaks to us. Just a still small voice telling us to do the right thing. Maybe someone comes to your mind just out of nowhere. You think of a classmate or just someone comes to your mind out of nowhere. Maybe that's the Lord wanting you to pray for them. Or maybe an idea comes to your mind to maybe make cookies for someone who is in the hospital or go and help someone with their yard work. That could be a way to serve the Lord. The Lord gives us ideas to do to serve him. That's the way he can speak to us. The last way is through other people. Now, can you think of people that God might use in your life to speak to you? I can think of some. He uses our pastors. He uses our teachers. He uses our parents. And others God can use to speak to you. Now, God will never tell us. This is very important. I want you to listen closely. God will never tell us anything different than what his word says. He will never tell us anything that goes against God's word. So if it's not in God's word, we know it's not true. One thing God cannot do is lie. And God wrote his word, so we know it's true. God will never, ever lie. He cannot lie. It's not possible. So boys and girls, we've looked at how God speaks to us. But I want to look at one way, or a couple ways, how God wants us to listen. How can we listen to God? It's easy to be distracted by noise in our life. Maybe you want to hear from God, but are you willing to listen like Samuel was willing to listen? Samuel was so willing to listen, he was willing to get up out of bed when he was fast asleep. He really wanted to listen to God. Or maybe, boys and girls, we could turn off the TV. Maybe we could skip a show a day and just get still. Or maybe it's some quiet time with the Lord. Maybe get still and listen to what God has for you from his word. Reading God's word is another great way to listen to what he has to say. Suppose you have a friend and all you do is just talk to your friend, but you never listen. Would you be a very good friend? What if they tried to talk to you and you wouldn't listen because you were too busy talking? Sometimes we can be that way to God. We can pray and ask God for things and maybe even thinking for some things. But if all we're doing is praying and we're not reading God's word to us, we're not listening. So I want to encourage you to listen to what God has to say. Get along with the Lord. Listen to His Word. Maybe through family devotions. Maybe, you know, just through some time on your own. Now, another way of listening would be coming to church and hearing lessons just like this. Coming to church with your family or your grandparents or mom and dad. God wants to teach you more about Himself, but we just have to be willing to listen to what God has to say. So boys and girls, I want to ask you a very important question. We saw this story about Samuel and how he was willing to get up out of bed, to wake up and listen to what God had to tell him. I want to ask you, are you willing to listen to what God has to say to you? Are you willing to read God's Word? Are you willing to make that effort to get up and get ready, come to church and hear what God has to say to you? Samuel chose to listen to God. He said, "Speak, speak, for your servant heareth." He was very young. He was young just like you. He was a little boy. And that tells us that even though you're young, you can still listen and hear what God has to say. It's very important to listen and obey the voice of the Lord. So boys and girls, today, will you say, "Speak, speak, for your servant heareth"? Will you tell God that you're willing to hear what He has to say to you? I hope that you'll make that choice today. So I would like to go to the Lord in prayer. Thank you for listening so carefully to this lesson today. And if you would, bow your head and close your eyes and let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for the story of how Samuel listened to your word, that he heard your voice, God, and he was willing to listen and willing to obey. God, help us, help these young children to make time to listen to you through your word, through people. And I pray, God, that you would just help us to make that choice today and to obey what you would have us to do. We love you, Lord. Please bless the rest of our day. In your name we pray. Amen.